Going on, y'all? It's Cecilario Hernandez here. This is the Corpus Christi Originals Podcast. Welcome to the show, Keanu.
What's up?
Glad you're here, man. So we were awesome, man. We were introduced through my sister-in-law Yvonne. Do you know her by any chance? I think it's your maybe business manager or something.
Yes, but Yvonne who?
Yvonne, man, I don't know my own sister-in-law's last name. Oh, shoot. I want to say Rodriguez, not Rodriguez. Let me see. I'll be able to find it here real quick. Yeah, so she's like, hey, we got this guy that he wants to be, Keanu wants to be on the podcast. I was like, all right, cool. That sounds cool with me. So I think I messaged Yvonne Ramirez. Yeah, that's my wife's last name. Hello.
Yes, I think I know who you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah.
Cool, man. Yeah, so who are you, man? Like, how would you describe what you do?
Bro, I'm cool, bro. I'm fly. No, I'm just kidding. No, so I make music. I'm a rapper, and I've been writing poetry since I was 14. Mm-hmm. And like on the bus on the way to school, and eventually it just turned into rap. And then like whenever I was in middle school, like when I was in eighth grade, the last day of eighth grade, like I dropped my first song on SoundCloud, and like it wasn't like the best, but bro, I had to start somewhere.
Yeah, of course.
And, yeah, and then I just kept like practicing more and more, and then by the time I was a sophomore, I started working on my first album. I finished it by the time I was a senior. So I released during my senior year of high school. And then after that released, I started working on my second album. And then I finished it before I finished my senior year of high school. But then I released it like 4 months after I graduated. So like this past December. And then we've just been on a roll, like doing shows, getting out there more, focusing on like just putting myself in front of like as many people as we can, and just, yeah, that's what I do.
That's cool, man. So do you have like a definite goal as to where you want to be, or does it change, or how does that work for you?
I think the ultimate goal, like, is, you know, I want to be on top, like I want to rule the world, like, and I think every artist wants to do that in some way, shape or form, whether they admit it or not, but mm-hmm. You know, I want to be everywhere. Like, I want to be, like, all over the place. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah. So, I mean, why is that? Why is there a reason behind that? I mean, do you look at it financial-wise? Like, why is that?
I just, like, okay, so last night, a good example. I was out with some of my closest people, and we went to some clubs, and you know, there were certain songs that came on, and like everybody just started going crazy, like they knew all the lyrics, and it was such a vibe, and everyone was having a good time, and I want to have that same effect on people. Like I just want the way that people get inspired, and the way they like how they feel, like whenever they're in the club and like it's pumping and like they're like messing with the song, and like everyone like knows this song, like it's a favorite. Like that's what I want. Like I just want people to like, you know, just like love the music. And I mean, hell yeah, dude, of course. I mean, shit, money too, but that's not like the main, like, you know,
yeah,
inspiration. It's just, you know, wanting to have that effect on people.
Yeah, so you want to be an influence on people. Like, you want to be influential.
Right? Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So what's one of the ways that you, obviously you write, rap? To be honest, I really don't know. I don't know too much about rap, dude. I'm into, like, heavy music and stuff like that. I listen to some, like, mainstream rap stuff, you know, but I'm not really into it. So I figure maybe what you're writing about is influential. Or is it more so the music? You know what I mean?
I don't know. It just depends. It's like, I think it just depends on the mood, how I'm feeling. Like, so whenever I get a beat, I feel like the beat's like talking to me, and like, mm-hmm. it's like this mutual connection. And it's like I got to meet it halfway, and I don't know, it just depends on the time and place and day. But I mean, I guess it kind of goes like both ways with like metal, because like there's bands out there who like, you know, they'll like rock out, like they'll go super hard, and then like some songs they're just like ballads, like just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. There's a mixture of both in there. Like the heavy stuff could be like just aggressive lyrics, you know, kind of have meaning, but not as much as like the ballads may have. Would you say that's the same type with your style of music?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. I feel like all music kind of has that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, man. So you mentioned poetry. I mean, yeah, that's so poetry. Like, isn't that like rapping? I mean, isn't it the same thing? Or I mean, what's the difference there?
I mean, yeah, it technically is, because like if you take like lyrics from like Tupac or something, and you know you take away the beat and you just look at the lyrics, it could really be considered poetry, because
right,
the universal term, I mean, to the universal eye, like poetry is just, you know, like I step outside and I see the sun, I look down at my hands, what have I done? I look to the wind, where do I begin? It's like I lose, I don't know how to win. Let's just like, I don't know, just like something like, it's, you know, it's just deep like that, I don't know. But I guess, yeah, you could say, I think not even just rap, like, you know, people who write rock songs too, people who write music in general, that's poetry. Poetry is just art.
Yeah, for sure. It's almost like when you add music, when you add music to it, then you call it like rapping. You know what I mean? But then
go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but then there are like stuff that they call acapella, which is still considered rap, but it's acapella. You know, it's kind of weird.
There's poetry, and then there's like spoken word poetry. And the spoken word poetry could like also fall into the category of like acapella, because it's like acapella, but it's still, you know, rap, but I don't know, but yeah, it's like the same thing basically.
So in like rap and stuff, it seems like, cause people listen to the lyrics mostly as opposed to more so the music. So it seems like you have to really have something to say, you know what I mean? So where do you like pull, what do you talk about, or what do you rhyme about? You know what I mean? What type of journey has that been for you as far as topics and stuff go?
When I first started out, it was a whole, it was just like nursery rhymes, because I was just trying to figure out how to write. And then I started like tapping into my feelings. And at first it was like really dark. And then, you know, like, that's good, because people can relate to it. And, you know, it can be, like, an outlet, especially for some people who may be, like, going through stuff, and they need that, you know, like, that reminder, like, oh, like, that person's going through the same thing, too, not just me. And then, I don't know, I just started, like, going out more, and I started seeing how, like, people groove and, you know, move when they're in the clubs. And I just, more recently, I've had like a more pop influence kind of sound, and like it's kind of just like club music, party music, but I still write, you know, like some deep stuff. Like I'm working on this new project, and there's this one song called Boom, and the hook, it goes, fighting these demons, I keep my head strong. Fighting these battles, don't know what side I'm on. Fighting these battles, don't know what's right or wrong. Nowadays, it's like I don't know what's going on. Hey, holding my shovel, digging my grave. It's getting deeper and deeper, it's like a cave. Trying to find my way out, this mess and maze. But I'm haunted by ghosts right from the grave.
Wow, man. That's pretty deep.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just like, I mean, it just goes back to earlier, like, I guess it just depends, but like more recently, like I've just been so into like early 2000s. Do you know Missy Elliott?
Yes.
Okay. Like, don't know, it's just like when you hear her music, it's just so groovy and it's like snappy and it makes you want to like move and stuff. And I've been so like influenced by that kind of like sound, and it's been like translating into some of my new music, but you know, I still keep it, I keep it balanced.
Cool. That's pretty cool, man. So you have your producer or the guy that makes beats for you. Is he still in Germany, out of Germany?
Yes. He's done two songs off of this newest project that I'm working on, but, yeah, he's a busy guy. He does a lot. And, he did all of my, he did 13 songs out of my last project. There were 15. Mm-hmm. He did 13 of them. And he's a really good producer. He's a hard worker, good work ethic, really open to ideas. But yeah, we still keep in touch, but he's just a little bit more busier nowadays.
So it's difficult to get a beat out of him.
No, I mean, I could. I think he's just like, you know, he's backed up because he works with other artists too.
Right.
And we finished that other project not too long ago, but no, we're still tapped in for sure.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah. And so did you ever pick up the guitar again, or I mean, what's going on there? Do you make music yourself?
How do you know? Someone told you I played the guitar.
I was listening. Yeah, I tried to research people. That I was listening to a podcast.
I haven't picked up the guitar yet, but I'm going to do that again.
Do you have one?
Yes, I have it. I have the same. It's around here somewhere, but I think it's like right there. I've had the same acoustic guitar since I was like, I don't know, maybe 8. And it's signed by this this other artist. His name is Casey Abrams. And when I was younger, my mom won this this radio thing, and he like came to the house and he like signed the guitar and I took lessons and stuff. But no, I haven't picked it up again, but I want to. I want to pick it up again.
Why do you want to pick it up? Just to help your songwriting, or
I just want to, I don't know, I think chicks dig it.
Right on, bro. Yeah, I play. That's cool, yeah. Man. Yeah, I play guitar. I've been playing for a while. Shoot, man. This one guy, he was trying to use me this one time to help him get chicks and stuff. I was like, nah, dude, I ain't trying to do all that. It was funny, man. Yeah, so that's cool, bro. So you're not originally from Corpus. You're from Orange Grove?
Yeah. We moved here 2008. But yeah, I'm from Orange Grove.
Oh, 2008. That's like the market.
No, yeah, 2008.
Yeah, I was going to say that's like the when the market crashed, like everybody's losing their houses and stuff. Is that what happened to you guys, or is that why y'all moved to Corpus?
No, I think we just wanted to, like, truthfully, dude, I don't know, maybe that is, maybe it wasn't, I don't know, I never really asked. I just know that we moved, and I don't know, I think maybe it's because we just wanted to get out of Orange Grove. Not that it's, like, not a cool place, like, I still like going back there, I think. Mm-hmm. I think my parents just wanted to move me to a more, like, populated area, I guess, just to know more people, because Orange Grove is like really small. It's like super small.
Yeah, they got the stripes there and like what, 5 other stores or something.
Literally, it's just like the stripes is like the Walmart, the HEB. No, I mean it. Okay, there's this other store, like literally like down the street from Stripes. Like literally, you could walk across, and it's called Lowe's Market now. But it used to be called Super S, and that's like the main grocery store. But Stripes is like, I swear, it's like a freaking club or something. Like everyone's always there. I swear to God, bro, like everyone's always there. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because I'm a truck driver, and sometimes I go through there, and it's kind of weird. Like it seems. I don't know if it's true. Tell me if it isn't. But like, it seems like one line is for like the white folk, and the other line is for like the Hispanic folk. I don't know. It just could be my mind. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe I haven't.
You haven't been there?
No, I've been there recently. My grandma still lives there. My grandpa's buried there. So yeah, so I go in. I go frequently, but I don't think I've ever noticed that. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of weird like that. Anyway, man. So, what was I going to say? I don't know. Do you want to mention anything else? I know we got a few minutes here left.
I mean, no. Shout out you for having me on here and giving me this platform.
So I know you have two albums out. Are you working on a – you have two, right? Or three?
No, I have two out right now.
So you have one coming out soon. You're working on that. What's going on there?
Yeah, we're doing that. And it's like – and I wouldn't – it's like we're halfway there. You know, there's still work to be done, but we're focused. And by we, I mean, like, me, but, like, you know, my team, you know, once it's done, we're ready to, like, you know, do what we have to do to push it out. But, you know, we're doing everything. And, yeah, it's almost to the finish line. And I can't wait to put it out. They're really cool ideas that I have that I can't wait to show everyone. And it's going to be really cool. And I just can't wait.
That's cool, man. Yeah, it's like something that you're proud of. You're proud of something that you make. Yeah, I could definitely relate to that, man. So you produce? Do you produce it yourself and then like put it on? Like how do you get it out there? Like how do you drop it? You know what I mean?
So okay, so I go to this recording studio in Corpus, and it's called Metropolis Recording Studio, mm-hmm. and the engineer there. His name is Michael Fuentes, and he mixes and masters all my music. And so I don't mix all my stuff. Like I don't like do all the tweaking and stuff. Okay. But on the producing side, I do like, I guess you could call it co-producing, because it's like I have my ideas and I work through like the producers to kind of like help them like translate my ideas. And then they have their own ideas, and we just like fuse it together. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, to answer that question, so there's this distribution company called TuneCore, and you send your music out to them, and they review it. Then they send it out to all the digital streaming platforms like Apple, Spotify, you know, the whole shebang. Then they review it, and then they finally put it out.
Nice, cool, man. And then when will that be dropping? Do you know?
What are we? We're in July.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get too far ahead of myself because I don't like to do that. But my goal, hopefully, is to have it out by October.
Cool, man. Awesome, bro. And so we find you at Keanu Dumini on all platforms? Yes. Cool. Yes. All right, man. Yeah, I'll leave links in the description. I know you got to head out, man. Appreciate you being on the show.
No, thank you.
Have a good day, man.
You too.